Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, we continue our examination of creativity in later life.
We're delighted to welcome Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist and songwriter Renee Marie. She was married at 18 and had two children by 23. In 1997, when she was in her early 40s, she returned to her musical career, even though her husband at the time demanded that she stop. Her choice? Keep singing, and sing she does with passion and brilliance. Renee Marie, welcome to Chronologically Gifted.
Thank you so much. I am ecstatic to be here.
Well, we're pretty ecstatic to have you, I have to say. You said about your return to music later in your life, something happens when you get up on stage and start making music with someone. Another part of your personality comes to life. What part of you came alive in 1997 when you began to sing again?
Well, I can only describe it through this little situation that happened. I was still one of Jehovah's Witnesses at the time, and I was singing on stage in a concert, and my sister-in-law, who was also a Jehovah's Witness, came up to me afterwards and said, "Your singing embarrassed me because you had expression on your face that I only have when I'm being intimate with my husband." At the time, I was horrified. But looking back on it, it's so funny because that is what was released, ladies. And I didn't even know it. You know, I just knew I felt passionate about the songs. I can get lost in the songs, but I didn't realize it was written all over my face.
How was your music different for you in your 40s when you began performing again than it was when you were a teenager singing in R&B bands?
You know, when you're a teenager, you don't know nothing. You think you know everything, and you don't really know anything. You don't even know yourself. You're singing all these love songs, and you just haven't had the experience to identify with the lyrics. And though you might be able to carry it off, technically speaking, you just, emotionally, you don't even know that you don't know. But when you've been through some stuff and you start singing in your 40s, yeah. In my case, you know, I've been married for, 20-some years. Got married at 18. And I'd had two sons. You know, I'd gone through, experienced the death of my father, grandparents. There's loss and love and longing and lust and all of that stuff wrapped up in one. You're trying to get it all out because you don't know how much is in there. So it just all comes tumbling out. I found that I was much less self-conscious about letting it out. It was not about, you know, pulling something from outside of me and putting it together into a song. It was about being vulnerable enough to let the stuff that was in me come out in an honest way.
Well, what gave you the courage and the inspiration to be able to walk away from the old life that you described and pursue a life of creativity and music?
You know what? I think I was driven by desperation. I said that one time during a Q&A with some other singers, and the singer that was sitting beside me, she turned to me and she said, "You don't mean that. Desperation." And I said, "I do mean desperation." Because the desperation made me realize it's now or never. You know that window of opportunity? When you're feeling like, I can do it. I'm going to do this. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of it. It's time for me to do it. That's when the window starts opening, and then it starts closing when you second guess all of those feelings. And you think about giving someone, quote unquote, another chance. But I didn't want to forget that I was giving myself another chance. I was really desperate.
You know, in 2009, your one-woman stage show, Slight Energy Theory, it premiered a play about overcoming abuse and incest, and the soundtrack was your seventh album. How did you feel about adding acting to your creative repertoire, and what was the catalyst for doing so?
How did I feel about adding acting? Like it was a joke to call myself that. How dare I refer to myself that way? Because I hadn't had any acting classes. I didn't know anything about acting. I didn't know anything about writing a play. The only thing I knew how to do, felt confident about doing, was singing and writing the song.
What advice would you give to older adults who feel stirrings of creativity but don't know how to actualize that creativity?
That is such a good question. You feel the stirrings of it, but you don't know how to actualize it. First of all, when you feel the creative stirring, whatever it is you're doing at the time you feel that, do that again. For instance, I find that I'm most creative when it comes to songs when I'm driving a long distance alone. Nobody else in the car but me. And I get out my trusty little recorder, and I just start recording whatever stuff comes to my head. So if it's driving alone that brings up that creativity for me, I look for opportunities to drive alone over and over and over again. So I would say whatever it is you're doing that when you feel that little tingle of creativity, do that some more. Do that some more. Because I think the creative bent is a shy little animal that only comes out when it's safe, when it feels that it's going to be heard or listened to. At least that's the way it is for me. If I ignore it, then it just goes back under its rock. But if I feed it and encourage it, play with it, acknowledge it, hey, little guy, then it comes back out more and more. And then you have to not care what other people say or think. That's what you do.
I love your image of creativity as a shy little animal. And I think your advice for people is just so on point. Renee Marie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Gosh, thank you, guys. I love the questions. I can't believe the time is up already.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our engineer and editor.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.